Always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. 1 hour in the books, three more to go on a very difficult day, coming off a very difficult weekend and a difficult time in our country. I have to read this text from 719. It's very bothersome, and it's just flat out wrong.
Of course it is. It's ecstatic. It's, again, a tribute to static listening, but continue, and then we'll address
yeah,
it.
Yeah, again, this is the problem with doing shows like this. You think you hear
something. I think sometimes we're on the Chris's B station.
We said the absolute
somehow it gets
opposite.
Filtered, exactly. The antithesis hour. I don't know what he heard, but go ahead.
Here it is. I have listened to your show for over a year now and really do enjoy it. I'm sorry to say this will be my last show I listened to. As a former police officer, some of your comments seem to be very unfair. Your comments seem to want to lump all police officers into one group. That's just like lumping all people of color into one group. I wish you continued success with your show. Let me tell you something. I bent over backwards in the first hour to say how we both are pro-police.
Oh,
the only one bad cop doesn't make everybody else bad. There are a lot of great ones out there, and you're the first one we're calling when there's trouble. God bless you. I don't know what the hell you've been listening to, 719. I don't even know if you're still listening since you signed off. That's the opposite of what I said. Opposite.
And me and seriously, man, get the wax out of your ears, officer. Maybe people like you are part of the problem. Maybe you work with some jerks and you didn't want to turn them in. I understand you don't want to rat on your friends. Maybe you saw some things. Maybe if you said something, or I don't know. See how that works? See, that's lumping you in with a bunch of idiots. See, I'm not saying that at all. But see what happens when you make assumptions like that.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind of cop you were. I'm going to assume you were a very honest cop, police officer. Okay. But there's good and bad everywhere, my friend, in every single profession. What do you think? Police officers are immune?
The point of this is, as three white guys doing a radio show, we've been told over the weekend by so many, and I'm not even going to say African American, I don't know where your heritage, we've been told by minorities, black people, hey, get your head out of your ass, white people. Start having the conversation. This isn't comfortable for the three of us to have this conversation. We have no clue how difficult it is to be a black man in this country. We've got no base of that. But we're being told, hey, have the conversation. If it's uncomfortable, that's a good thing. That means that we're all learning, and we're trying to understand the other side's perspective. Not even that there's a side, but we're trying to understand where other people come from. And that's what we're doing. If you're too small-minded to understand that because you think that we said something about an a-hole cop who killed a man, I'm sorry. That's not what we're doing here. We're not lumping the entire law enforcement officers, all of you, in. There are a couple bad apples.
Like, no one,
there are a couple
no
bad
is.
Apples in any group of people that you take anywhere.
All right.
Yep. And seriously, I mean, I don't know what you were listening to. We could play you back. Go back to the podcast after the show. You can listen for yourself. But so unfair. And I don't get offended because this stuff happens all the time. This person, this GM hears that. This athlete hears this. And now we have a former police officer that says something 100% lie, fake news of what we said. So please, buddy, go back and listen. Go back and listen and have a different perspective. I appreciate your service and that you're a former policeman. I'm hoping you were an outstanding police officer. But don't text lies in like that because it's stupid. You're making a fool out of yourself.
It's just the opposite of what we said, painstakingly, for the last hour.
Yeah.
All right. I want to play some more sound bites here. And again, Chris, if people want to call in and talk, my phone screener's down, so I'm going to have to
What is wrong? Hit refresh. Do I need to be there?
Pete. Kind of sounds like
it. I have an engineer in here. I got internet up and running, but anyway, the listeners don't care.
You have an engineer in there, too?
I did. So anyway, the phone number doesn't mean you can't get on there. We do have phones. Let me repeat for those that are half listening. We do have phones. 239-337 ESPN 239-337-3776.
Hey, I want to say a quick shout out to our stream song partner, Matt. He just texted in a beautiful picture. A new papa, a new beautiful baby
Congratulations.
Girl. Cordelia. I love that. Cordelia May. I'm not going to say your last name on the radio. But Cordelia May, what a beautiful name that is.
Awesome. Congratulations.
So congratulations, Matt, and your family. That's fantastic.
I guess that means a little less golf for you, Matt. Sorry. That is what it means. You know, that is what it means.
And he'll be fine with that for the first 2 weeks.
All right.
By the way, can I pass along my good news from over the weekend?
Yeah. You know what? You know what? Yeah, hell yes.
Yes.
I need some good news.
I had good news.
Even if do you? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I got to play golf yesterday. Eagle Ridge, which we've given away some free rounds for, by the way.
Yeah.
In excellent shape right now. Oh, okay. Whatever they've been doing over there, it was a fun track to play. Pretty tight, but a fun track to play. They've got a par 4, 290-yard par 4. Believe it's the 14th hole. Maybe it's the 15th hole. Your boy, the one talking right now.
Yeah.
An Eagle 2 on Sunday. Ooh. How about that, nice. Pete Shepard? How about that?
Fantastic. I have one in my life a long time ago. Wow, that's awesome, Chris.
Woo.
Eagle, how far out?
290 yards. I put it about 10 yards past the pin, and I sunk the eagle putt.
Nice.
Yeah.
You get on in 2 from...
Pete,
oh, it's par 4?
It was a par 4. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It was
drove
a par
green.
4, and I drove the green. I hit it about 300. Awesome. It was one of the best drives I've had of 2020.
Nice job.
One of the better.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And how long was the eagle putt?
Maybe 15 feet, 20
wow,
feet.
Wow, good for you. That's always.
It felt
that's
good.
Awesome.
Felt good.
I have a couple more texts, and then Pete had some good news. Puff Puff Poof texted in, or Puff Puff Poop. Just texted my wife and asked her what she wanted for dinner. She said vodka. That was her only response.
Oh, that's a woman after my own heart right there.
Yeah. And 786, don't always agree with you guys, but thank you for not avoiding and having the tough conversation. Thank you. That's what we try to do.
Trying to do it.
1965 Detroit fan. I didn't take offense to your comments in reference to law enforcement. He is also a retired officer in Southwest Florida, Detroit fan. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate that. I really was trying not to offend any police officer. Chris is happy watching golf, even though we had a brief shower here a moment ago.
Not golf, it's soccer.
I'm sorry, soccer. He was talking about golf, watching soccer, multitasking. We had a brief heavy rain shower that caused our TV to go out. And
you did?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah?
We got a small cell over us up here.
It's growing.
Oh, it's sunny over here. But they're ripping up my golf course. I can't play golf for 10 days here, so... I can't believe what kind of shape it is in already after they ripped it up this morning. Wow, they do a great job.
All right, anyway. Now you had some good news to share, you said?
Yeah, some great news. I had a marvelous Sunday, despite everything that was going on. Went out, met some friends down at the Diamond Head on Fort Myers Beach, and had a ball. Had a ball.
Yeah.
I mean, really, just kind of everybody was having a great time. Got some sun, went in the water. The water was like 85 degrees, Craig. You would have gone in the water on Saturday. Saturday, maybe you did.
It's funny you mentioned that.
Afterwards, we just said, and there was an. I love outdoor bands that aren't overly intrusive. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes
it
can
be
outside.
Background music. Love live music.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. These guys, and I'm going to tell you their name, and I'll never forget it because it's a hat trick. It was a reggae/classical music.
Oh, would have been
band.
All over that.
Three guys, awesome, great voices, all of them, great musicians. Called Hat Trick. And we sat there for a couple hours, a couple friends, and had an absolute blast. Everybody was having a good time. It was outside but covered, so the sun wasn't beating down on you because it was very hot yesterday. And we had a ball. And again, thanks to our server, Janet. By the way, she had family and friends in Atlanta, so I was talking to her about what was going on as well before things got overly busy. Just a sweetheart of a server. And the band was terrific, and it was just amidst all this chaos, at least our little nugget here of the country, of the world, in Southwest Florida, you know, at least for a few hours, there was peace and everybody was having a wonderful time.
It
people
sounds
of
delightful.
All ages.
I love reggae live music.
Yeah.
As a matter
it was
of
reggae
fact,
classical. It was like some reggae, then some classical. It was and then they kind of talk about a collaboration, Craig. No. It was like a mixture. It was they did like a play on classical with the reggae twist. It was and some songs. It was awesome. It was really cool.
Nice. Yep. You mentioned the water temperature.
Yes.
My wife and I had some spare time on Sunday. We went into our pool. I saw that it was up to 87 degrees, which is 2 degrees above my threshold.
Yeah,
and my wife was in there just floating around, and so I cracked a beer, sat down,
did a cannonball on top of her. Honey, I'm coming in.
Well, you know what? The day before, I did jump in and did a big wave, and it crested over my daughter's cell phone, which was sitting on the edge of the pool.
How'd that go over? Did you have to put it in rice, or was it one of those? There's an upgraded version where you can handle a little bit of water.
I think we dodged a bullet. I think we're okay there.
She must want to kill you.
So yesterday, I dove in much more quietly.
No splash.
No splashing on my wife.
Perfect 10.
And I'm like, I'm a little chilly. I'm a little cold. I'm getting out. And she looked at me like I needed to turn in my man card right there on the spot.
How do you get chilly when it's 91 degrees? It actually felt like 100, and the water is 87 degrees. I don't understand.
I have no explanation. I was cold, and I got out of the pool.
Oh, my gosh.
Shirt off, too. It wasn't like I had a shirt on, you know? I just dove right in, and
I don't ever want to hear about nails and Home Depot with me or anything else.
That's
feels like 100 degrees. The water's 87 and you're cold.
You know, that's what I surmised that the problem was.
Is that what you tried to describe as hardware? Nails?
No, because I made fun of myself about not if I nailed something in, I'd knock the house down.
Pete, so, that's when I deduced. I deduced due to the extreme heat and humidity, the difference between that and the pool temperature, my body didn't adjust and I was cold. I felt cold in the pool. That's what a pool's supposed to do. It's supposed to refresh you, but it was beyond refreshing.
Why didn't you go outside and do some yard work or something and work up a little sweat, huh? A little glisten.
I did work out earlier in the day. No, not Sunday. I took the day off.
You took the day off?
You're allowed that.
No.
By the way, final week, P90. I'm about to do it, graduate the program again. Because I'm a man. That's good. I'm troubled by this Beach Boy text that came in about 4 minutes ago.
Oh.
He said, let's see here. No, that's not it. Dang it. Separate question. Why are we on a diatribe of how you all feel and we're still on this topic? And there's plenty of sports to talk about without getting your opinions on anything, especially if you don't have an answer.
Nobody does. Well, he texted back my apologies afterwards.
What? Oh, did he realize it was a bad question?
I hope so.
I mean, isn't everybody saying we should have some dialogue? That's what we're doing. We're talking.
We're trying to
do. We don't have answers. And I'm sorry, but this is a way bigger topic than MLS negotiations to get back on the pitch. I'm sorry.
Although.
that's looking bad, by the way.
Although. Yeah, baseball. You're about MLS, to have a new sport, a new group of athletes that we can hate in the MLS players.
Yes, yes.
Baseball. We got to get into baseball.
Well, we will shortly.
Oh, we will.
My man Otis has texted in. Serious times we're living in these days, boys. I'll give you a shout out in a little bit. I welcome Otis and his opinion later on when he'll call later in the show.
The Big A says cell phone and rice and old wives' tale. Florida sun thins your blood. True debt.
I think that's
I thought that really helped to dry out the phone.
At least the old ones. I thought it helped.
It helped mine. I did it. It only happened. Thank God it's only happened once. My wife breaks the phone every other day. But mine, I go through at least 4 or 5 years before I get a new one. Mm. It's only happened to me once.
It's supposed to draw the moisture out, right?
Yeah, it does.
I'm convinced my daughter threw her phone down on the floor and cracked it to get an upgrade a few years ago. I still tease her about it. She goes, no, you knocked it off the edge of the couch, Dad.
Where was she when you cannonballed in and you splashed her phone? Where was she? Was she home? She had to be, right?
She was in the pool with me, and put her phone
What did
up.
She say? Dad!
Well,
did you try to hide it, like shield your butt? Were you a buffer between the phone and your daughter? Like, oh, how can I?
She was standing in the shallow end. My wife was as well. And my daughter was leaning over the edge of the pool, texting all day long, ignoring me. And she put her phone down. I decided later to join them, and I jumped in. Big splash. They had crested out of the pool and went over her phone. And she informed me of it when I came up for air.
How did she inform you? What the hell are you doing?
Well, no, she was much calmer about it.
I know.
I don't know. I just would always accuse her of trying to get an upgrade to a new phone. I think she's got an 8. She probably wants a 10. You know, and
I would believe they're on the 11 now.
Are they? Well, there's no need for 11.
Your daughter's very bright, intelligent. She's gonna. If I were her, I'd say, remember, Dad, we thought the phone was okay, but you know what? It really isn't. I think I might need a new one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
New car smell is texting in. Hey, on MeTV, starting tonight, we got Happy Days, 6:30 every night.
Okay, here's the thing.
Back to simpler times.
Last week when we were discussing Happy Days, somebody told me that every single episode is on CBS Sports. So I signed up for a free week trial.
Yeah.
Wrong, sir. I lose. Good day. No, they had only season 2 up there and only about 9 or 10 episodes. I actually have season 1 and 2 on DVD.
Oh.
But no, not every episode was up there at all. Only season 2 was up there. So if MeTV is going to run a whole bunch of, from like season 1 to 5 is good. And then once Fonzie becomes a teacher, it gets really, it's unwatchable.
Hey, but sit on it, Shepard.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so that's cool. See, I'll be DVRing some Happy Days. Yep.
Big 12 guy suggesting I may have experienced shrinkage going into a cold pool. Yeah,
that happens. It's
a great episode on Seinfeld.
That happens.
One of the best, as a matter
of fact. The Hamptons.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. You got to see the baby. Anyway.
A baby. looks like a Pekingese.
All right. Let's squeeze in a couple more sound bites here regarding the everything that's going on. This is Marcus Spears on Get Up. He says the issue here is people are complicit in the treatment of blacks.
I grew up in South Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I have met some of the best people I've known, white, black, Hispanic, in my own city and state. And I live in Texas, where it's a Hispanic population and white people that have helped me get to where I am. So this is not about good people. This is about the people that are complicit in dismissing the fact that this has been the black experience in the United States of America for a tremendous amount of time.
And from, you know, his perspective, I can't argue with that. I cannot. Now, let me ask an uncomfortable question. And it's not exactly what he's talking about here, but listen, I am not a racist. I don't know any racist people, but I acknowledge that racism happens. I go about my life day to day. I don't really think about it much because I don't see it. It's not part of my life. Does that make me complicit? Or am I supposed to, maybe that's the wrong question. I'm not complicit. I'm not.
Complacent, you mean?
Complacent, perhaps. But what am I? I mean, I don't
seek
it out.
I think a lot of us are complacent. Yeah. We don't seek out. I mean, if I saw, put it this way, if I saw somebody, white, black, green, or yellow, like if I came out of a restaurant or a bar and I saw someone being accosted or assaulted for no reason, I don't care what color, I'm probably going to try to help get my big butt in trouble. But I probably would try. I wouldn't just sit there and watch. Let's put it that way. I would have a hard time doing that. I would have a hard time doing that. I might end up dead because of it, but I would have a hard time watching somebody, male or female, or someone of any color being accosted for whatever reason right in front of me. And if I could do something about it, I'll try to help.
But. And if I saw racism taking place, but I never have. I haven't. I just, you know, if I saw some white dude saying something in the parking lot of a restaurant, an African American, I would say something like that. That's so, but I don't see that in my daily life. I don't. And, you know, that's me growing up white versus somebody that grows up as an African American who
now,
feels like they deal with that.
Should we as Caucasians be part of these protests? Should we make ourselves available? Should we feel responsible that we be there as Caucasian or white America? Should we be there?
Well, I'll spin that to a bigger level. I've heard numerous athletes say, boy, I wish, and in fact, I'll go back to the Colin Kaepernick thing. Many people said, hey, I wish the Tom Brady's of the world were out here with us. But, you know, and then who we had a soundbite earlier. Was it Malcolm Brogdon or Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon.
They said, you know, basically, they said we needed white people to be involved here. And, you know, maybe that is part of the answer as well. But, look, I see white people out there protesting on TV. I saw everybody out there protesting.
Yeah, and there were a lot of peaceful protests. Unfortunately, a lot of them afterwards turned violent.
But I'll say, I mean, a lot of the videos from what I saw where you can pick up somebody's skin color. Sometimes you just can't. So I don't know what they were. But I don't know. I saw just as many white people looting as I saw black.
That's a fact.
It seemed to me like the actual protests were done in a respectful way. They were very peaceful. And then you get morons like the guy driving the 18-wheeler that drives through, what, a crowd of 12,000 in Indianapolis? And I don't know where it was, but I saw more instances of peaceful protesters being broken up by outsiders, I guess, that, you know, just as much, I guess, as the looting and all the negative images that came out of this weekend.
All right. Speaking of white people getting involved, I want to play the soundbite from North Carolina Central University basketball coach Lavelle Moten. He says that it's hypocritical of college coaches. He's been complaining that he's not hearing white Power 5 basketball and football coaches speaking up. Let me
That's
play
not
this.
True.
It's not true to an extent, but I will. Let's play the soundbite, and then we'll jump on the back end of this.
Here's the harsh reality. We have coaches in Power 5, football and basketball coaches. The reality is a lot of these coaches have been able to create generational wealth. I mean, their grandkids' kids are going to be able to live a prosperous life because athletes who were the complexion of George Floyd was able to run a football, throw a football, shoot a basketball, or whatever have you. So they have benefited greatly from athletes that look like George Floyd and many more. But whenever people, the complexion of George Floyd, is killed, assassinated, murdered in the street in broad daylight, they're silent.
All right, that was, again, on ESPN, and that was North Carolina Central basketball coach Lavelle Moten. Look, we've seen a lot of statements, Nick Saban, Jim Harbaugh. But, yeah, maybe to his defense, I don't recall seeing anything from Mike Krzyzewski's or Roy Williams or anybody. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they were out there. I don't know.
Coach Izzo said something. I think
Izzo has said something. Yeah. Calipari has said something from college basketball.
Don't you? Yeah. I mean, you have to. I question whether these statements do any good or not, but you have to because you have to go back and look at your student athletes on your team in the eye and say, look, I did something.
That's the point that I think Amin Alhassan was trying to make on Dan Lebatar today, where Udonis Haslam was sent out to go, talk with protesters, and he's got family members that are in the Miami Police Department. And he was out talking before the Miami Heat even released one of those very bland, arbitrary, we support, blah, all that stuff. And it just looked odd that you had a member of the Miami Heat being out talking before the actual Miami Heat had ever released some sort of statement. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's one of those things like, hey, at least you can point and say, hey, we feel like we've put our two cents in, no matter how
minuscule.
How bland it is, how meaningless the words really are.
Yeah, very interesting.
Well, I'll tell you who wasn't bland and meaningless was Coach Brian Flores of the Miami Dolphins, and I think he put out his statement. I think it was right before we get off the air on Friday, I believe. And I don't know if you've read it or seen it. I mean, it was powerful. It was hit home hard for a lot of people from a very intelligent man and. Really good coach. It was one of the best things I'd seen all week, and incredibly, and I won't say creepy anymore this week, but Mark Davis also had a very thoughtful post as well, as Craig mentioned to Tony Dungy earlier too. So there've been those are everybody needs to read those type of statements and really think hard about what those individuals are trying to say and move forward with this, and hopefully in a positive manner. Speaking of moving forward, Craig.
Yes.
Governor Gretch Whitmer says the new executive orders today, as we talked about, rescinding much of the stay-home restrictions, but athletic practices, training sessions, or games are open, provided coaches, participants, etc., up to 100 people maintain 6 feet of distance during activities. Now, it does not mean the Lions will begin having OTAs this week or next. Coaches still not allowed in the buildings, but so I don't understand, though, when she says athletic practices, training sessions, or games are open. So how the football players supposed to be play at 6 feet apart?
How does that happen? The spread offense, Pete.
No, the really spread offense.
The extra spread. Let's bring back the run and shoot.
The really spread offense. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you this. When I was over at Diamond Head in Fort Myers Beach over the weekend.
Yes.
I'm not giving up for you. I'm just saying. I'll mention anybody have a good time. And you know what's diagonally across the street from there?
The Hoosier place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you did know that.
Yes.
Okay. Because the flag flying was an Indian IU, and then Purdue was half and half, which I should have taken a picture of, but I forgot. But they dedicate themselves to all Indiana basketball. Every institution is represented in there. It's like our Lansdowne. Everything is represented.
Fort Wayne?
It's all, yeah. Yes.
IU Fort Wayne?
IUPUI?
Yes, they have banners from every Indiana school.
Why are you mentioning these schools, yeah. Chris?
I believe that they're on a 2-game winning streak against Indiana, right? Or am I off? Did you get the better of
Chris? Right.
Did you get the best of Fort Wayne last year?
This is a day of bringing people together. Why are you so divisive?
Yeah, that's me.
Speaking of Big Ten basketball, when we come back, I want to play the sound bites from Seth Towns from Ohio State, who got arrested protesting over the weekend. Also, P.J. Fleck, the head coach at Minnesota, where all the ground zero is of all this.
And also, speaking of Big Ten, even though it doesn't affect Iowa or Iowa State, but the state of Iowa has just reinstituted kids in high school baseball players and softball players.
Saw that.
Can now play. In Iowa.
They had May Madness last night, midnight, 12:01, as we crossed into June. They were out there practicing. That's cool. And they say the games are coming up. But in June, is that a thing?
Yeah, they're playing high school baseball and softball in Iowa.
Are they taking their missed schedule April?
I believe Iowa is one of the states where they actually play their normal baseball and softball seasons for school are over the summer. Summer months.
Winter doesn't thaw till like May 1st anyway?
Right.
Okay, very good. If you missed the first hour today, it was a big one. Be sure to go back and listen to it at Sheeman and Shepherd on demand, available on 99.3 ESPN's app and iTunes and wherever you get your podcast. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Monday. A difficult one at that. Still, I want to get some more reaction to the protests and the rioting from this weekend. Still some good sound to get to. But by about 4 o'clock, I kind of want to switch gears a little bit because baseball is just soiling itself with embarrassment. And I do want to get to that as well.
What are you talking about? They came up with an outstanding counter proposal that's completely logical.
That'll never pass.
And I'm sure has no chance in hell of being accepted.
Okay.
But maybe they're smarter than we think, and maybe they're just throwing it out there to see what now the how the owners come back with something similar. Maybe we can reach. I'm back up to DEFCON 2 from DEFCON 1.
Oh.
For baseball.
Okay. That means you've calmed it down a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So I'm down to I was in the bowels. I was the dingleberry in the toilet at DEFCON 1. Now I'm just a whole turd.
Well, at DEFCON 2. Yeah. Dingleberry is not in the toilet usually. It's usually
well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I've upgraded myself from dingleberry to turd. Okay, when
is
it comes
that,
to Major League Baseball.
Is that truly an upgrade? Because I'm really confused.
I think
it's made of the same stuff. It's just formed differently.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, fine.
I am the little acorn that becomes the oak. Does that work?
That's a line from Stripes.
Yes, it is.
Right
when Anita leaves him. Anita, I need you.
Yes.
Oh, come on, John. I knew that didn't sound good. Yeah, great line. By the way, I also retweeted out the full speech by George Floyd's brother, Terrence.
Yeah.
He gets it, obviously. He said, what are you all doing? You're all doing nothing because that's not going to bring my brother back at all. Let's switch it up, y'all. Let's switch it up. Do this peacefully, please.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. All right. Here is Ohio State basketball player Seth Towns. He was doing some peaceful protesting over the weekend. This is from ESPN. He said he actually got arrested. Take a listen.
Protesting like everyone else. It was a peaceful protest in the street. They were telling us to back up. You know, they just came up and about 6 cops put me in handcuffs and put me in the back of a paddy wagon. So, I don't regret anything. Again, we have to be heard. And This is a very serious issue, and I won't stop.
All right, here's some more from him. He said he could tell some cops were pretty scared out there.
2 things really stuck out to me is one, this solidarity I felt, the pain I felt amongst all of the other protesters. There was no malice involved. They were just out there expressing their pain and demanding justice, which, again, is their duty. And the second thing, looking in the eyes of those police officers, each one standing in the front line. To many, it was just another day on the job, and they felt no remorse. They felt no empathy, no sympathy for the people who were struggling out there painfully protesting. And then the others who were also very scared, you could tell, you could look in their eyes and tell there were many police officers who did not want to be there.
I guarantee you. I mean, put yourself in their shoes, too. I mean,
you're not allowed to defend yourself to on the whole. I mean, again, you don't want to open fire on anybody, but you know how much are you supposed to take to sit there before somebody gets? And there were people seriously hurt. One Detroit 19-year-old young man got killed, right, Greg?
I think Oakland, a police officer in Oakland was killed during all this.
And we saw police officers being dragged through the street. I mean, that's not the answer. I mean, it's any more than it is for that idiot in Minnesota that murdered George Floyd. Yeah, I'm going to call it a murder because that's what he did.
Yeah.
Seth Towns right there, new to Ohio State. He was a graduate transferred from Harvard.
Oh, okay.
So he's new to the Columbus community.
Gotcha. Look, I try to emphasize have empathy for both sides of the argument. And when I was watching, was it late Friday night or Saturday night, when the riots were going on at the White House, and they were getting pretty close. I mean, they took Trump down to the isolation room down in the basement for a while.
What should I say to those? Look, I understand. Was that a peaceful demonstration?
It was on the edge. That was on the edge.
Okay, so if I'm all those, and again, we had Secret Service men that got hurt there, the other
60
all those law enforcement officials, if they just threw their shields down and said, okay, go ahead, how far do you think they'd get? What do you think? They're just going to hop over the fence they did in Iran back when they took over the bill? You think that's what's going to happen? They're going to blow your heads off.
They'll be shot.
Yeah.
Will be shot and killed. It won't even be remote. It'll be over before it even begins.
And that's
so.
Not,
I'm like, what? You're going to bury? You're going to jump over the wall? Okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah. And that's not this president. That's any president.
No, that's anybody.
That's what the Secret Service is tasked to do. Yeah.
And but my thought, going back to my original thought about the cops, that you know these cops don't want to be there either. They got families too. You got to look at both sides of this. And like I said, 99% of them are good. They're not out there killing people. And they got to sit there and take it. They got to put on their masks and their batons, and they got to sit there and try and keep a crowd out. There were like 60 Secret Service agents injured that night. We didn't find out for another day.
Mm-hmm.
People are throwing Molotov cocktails at them and bricks. By the way, where are all these bricks?
Fireworks.
Where are all these bricks coming from? Bricks are being thrown everywhere. The people are bringing these with them. The rioters, not the protest, the rioters.
The other thing, we talked about J.R. Smith earlier. How about John Jones? He just give me that spray can. Give me that spray can. Nobody messed with him. But I was waiting for somebody to just come from behind him and whack him over the head with a pipe or something. You know, I just good for him. I mean, he's an intimidating presence, obviously.
Yeah,
he's had his own issues, we all know. But he was doing a good. He was trying to make some peace.
Yeah.
He's also in the news. He's giving his title back to the UFC. He's gone.
Really?
Gone. He wants to be a heavyweight, and Dana White won't give him the money he's looking for, depending who you believe. So now he's saying, all right, I'm never fighting in the UFC again.
Wow. I have one more soundbite I want to get to here.
Yeah.
It is PJ Fleck. He is the head football coach at Minnesota. Again, Minnesota, ground zero for where all this happened. Telling his players he's just a white man and not their head football coach this week on First Take.
This week, I've told our football team, I'm a 39-year-old white Caucasian male. I'm not your head football coach. You tell me, you call me, I'm here to listen. Too many times as a head coach, we want to talk and talk and talk and talk, and we get paid to talk, and we talk for a living. But this is a time to listen and to have empathy and to be very real of what's going on with the social injustice around us.
Okay, that's PJ Fleck earlier.
And the other thing the other thing, unfortunately, that happened in Minnesota is the governor came out on Friday night or Saturday. Again, I get the days all mixed up. It's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. And said that most of the people that were arrested were from out of the state. And we found out that wasn't true at all.
There were some, though, but you're right.
It was more like about
15%. They made it seem
like the overwhelming majority was out of state. That was wrong.
Yeah.
And just the way the National Guard was dispersed, and then not being you're just watching all these National Guards people and all these police officers. I'm waiting. I saw one firecracker in some city get thrown into the crowd, and I don't know when is it. I'm trying to think of the right phrase to use here, but, you know, eventually somebody's going to throw some kind of an M80 into a crowd of policemen, and they're going to open fire if this doesn't come to a halt. Somebody is. I mean, it's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, you can sense it. If they don't get a hold of this thing the next 48 hours, it's inevitable that somebody is going, if not more people are going to be killed. I mean, if it's these little groups, these little cell groups, and I do believe that's probably, I'm not saying everywhere, but these cell groups of, what do you want to call them, white supremacists or whatever group that you're talking about, because you guys have heard about this weekend, being planted, a group here, a group there, to start the rioting, so to speak.
Yeah.
There's probably some truth to that, too. There has to be.
Yep.
So, but don't you think, I mean, when somebody is going to go too far. What these, and I'm not talking about the legitimate protesters. I'm separating myself. I'm going to say the looters, the real jerk / animals out there that just have no respect at all for what happened to George Floyd. They probably don't even know his name. They're just looting just to loot. Somebody's going to get shot. Yeah. It's going to happen.
513 says, Craig, do you really think 99% of the cops are good? If so, why is it so hard for them to weed out the bad ones themselves? Yeah, I do. I do think 99% of them are good. I don't think evil is ingrained in all these other people. I think most of them, by and large, are hardworking people that are probably a little scared being out there too, but they do their best to help maintain order. They have families to go to at the end of the day. And yep. I stand by that. I think 99% of the cops are good. We got one bad apple that we saw and three other jokers sitting around him doing nothing.
That makes four bad apples, though. That makes four bad apples.
That does lower the percentage, doesn't it, Pete?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Seriously, yeah. I do. You guys kid me about painting with a broad brush all the time. That's painting with a broad brush when you say that all cops are bad. That's ridiculous.
Well, I think 99% of people, pick any profession.
Yes.
I think there's 1% that are in it for
exactly
the wrong reason. Whatever that is. Is it racism? Is it they're in it to screw over whoever their client is so that they can make more money on the backside? I don't know. Pick your reasons. But I'm sure I don't just apply that to law enforcement officers. Right. I apply that to anything. Anything.
Mr. Negative says, I was watching last night. Also, my question, don't any of these people have jobs? I get up at 5 a.m. Who's got time for all this bull? Well, 42 million people filed for unemployment last week. A lot of these people, and I think that is part of it. That is part of it. And you can argue that the hard-hit segment of the population are the minorities that have lost jobs. Absolutely. I think that's part of it.
No, no question. I had a good point to make, and it just totally. Awesome. What were you talking about, Craig, right before this?
Well, 99% cops. Good cops. Most are good.
Yeah, before that, I don't know. He said something that brought it. I thought it would be a good point.
PJ Fleck saying he's just a white guy, not a coach this week.
It'll come to me.
All right, we'll take a break. You'll come back. We'll find out what Pete was thinking about. 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776 if you want to jump in. Also, we are giving away a brand new 3-burner Weber grill for Father's Day. It's literally been in Chris's office assembled for like 6 months. All you have to do is submit your favorite photo of you and your dad to 993ESPN.com, and a Father's Day will tally up the votes, and the photo with the most votes will win a brand new grill for dad. And do whatever you have to do to win. Once you submit it, then share the link with all of your friends so that they can vote for you. We don't care if you cheat and stack the numbers. That's what this is all about. You know, you send people to our website. We vote for you. You get the grill for Father's Day. So check it out at 993ESPN.com. Sheeman to Shepherd, 993 ESPN and the 993 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 993 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
Sheeman to Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Who's this, Chris?
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Somebody Black Sabbath, post Ozzy or pre? Or with Ozzy?
I don't know.
Somebody asked earlier if you were doing hurricane related bumper music today because it's day one of hurricane season. I hadn't paid enough time. You did play one. Didn't you play?
I played Rock You Like a Hurricane. Yeah.
And that was just it.
Okay. That was just a coincidence.
It is hurricane season, people. Yes, 2020 can get worse.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but it can. Look, on Friday, I didn't think it could get worse, and then it did. Admit it. The year got worse.
New York City.
We're not even halfway done with the year.
Governor Cuomo just said New York City is going to pose a curfew. Don't know what time. Adds NYPD will double force to about 8,000 officers.
New York's finest. Okay. Here we go.
I don't know if curfews necessarily work.
Well, no, but how many of New York's finest are going to be out there?
Yep.
No, I'm asking.
8,000. 8,000.
Okay. That's about 8,000 more than I've seen. Well, 7,000. Pete, my gut feeling is, and I don't want to lead to more violence. My gut feeling is we got to have more. Got to have more, whether it be National Guard or police. Yet we just can't do this night after night after night after night and let cities burn to the ground. We can't do it.
I know.
So I'm willing just, to try I, this I, now.
I'm willing to try anything. What I'm trying to figure out is where do they get to cross that line in the sand? Of how much are they going to be able to take? And I'm not talking about, again, peaceful protesters. I'm talking about being able to, you know, if they have to throw tear gas for all night long at some of these people who are looting to get them to go away, then do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about peaceful protesters and then they're walking away. I want to see anybody. I'm talking about the people who don't care at all, have no idea about George Floyd. They're just looking for new booze, new sneakers, and trying to find bricks to be thrown. Yeah.
Well, I want to say, I want to preface this by saying, look, this is a really tense time right now, race relations in this country. I don't think the police using more force is going to help a whole hell of a lot. Pete, that's why I prefaced it by saying I don't know what the answer is. But to me, it doesn't seem like force is something that should be that's going to be endearing for the police and National Guards that are deployed right now. That's just me looking in from the outside. I understand what you guys are saying. We can't let cities burn down. We can't let private businesses be looted and these business owners have their life savings stolen, basically. We can't let that happen. I agree. That's not what I'm just saying. Sitting here, we know how it looks. The visual that we'll have will be National Guard and SWAT police force using physical tactics on civilians. Yeah. And I'm not saying I don't know. I'm just talking it out right now. And I hear where you guys are coming
again,
from.
We're talking about, I think some people sometimes don't understand New York City. You're talking about five boroughs. So when he says 8,000 officers, I mean, they're all not going to be walking up and down, Times Square. Mm-hmm. They're going to be spread out throughout the five boroughs. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in Brooklyn, Staten Island, Long Island, the Bronx. It's not just, Midtown. Midtown might be the safest place, to be honest with you. Yeah. I didn't see a lot of stuff going on over there. But of course, it's the story, but the I think what's going to have to happen is if they see people breaking into stores, start throwing tear gas. I got no problem with that.
Yeah,
keep throwing it. They'll go away. What's the problem with it? These are not peaceful protests. These are the looters, and destruction people. Throw tear gas until they go away.
Yeah. By the way, Pete, before the segment is over, did you recall what you were going to discuss in the break? You couldn't remember what you were going to you had something on the tip of your tongue.
It's
gone for good.
No, it's gone for good. It might come back to me. I forget what it was. Wow. Dabo Swinney has now spoken about the situation. I think more and more coaches are coming out as we talked about it. And
is that what's going on in athletic departments across the world? Everybody's on Zoom now figuring out how to word their statement.
Yes,
that's that. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Frank Reich, he's got a full statement. Ed Cooley, head coach of Providence College, came out with a beautiful statement today as well. And his wife, I believe, was a former police officer.
Okay.
Retired now. Doc Rivers, whose father was a big-time Chicago police officer for over 30 years.
Yeah. I think the NBA Coaches Association is going to do a blanket statement. As a matter of fact, all coaches, I think they're working on that too.
I want to say we've heard from every NBA organization, and maybe not every NBA coach, but we've heard from an awful lot of NBA coaches as well.
Yeah. Mm. All right, we'll continue. I mean, we've done 2 hours on this. I think we're going to switch gears a little bit. I want to play some Jeff Passan and Buster Olney and their thoughts on what is going to happen or not going to happen with baseball season as they continue to, look poorly, as a matter of fact. So we'll have some of that. And you've got a college football quiz I know I want to get to this
hour. Got a college football quiz, and then this is offensive. NBC Sports Network, which I love. So they're going to air a schedule of 7 classic Super Bowl games. So I really don't know why they're doing this when it's been done on NFL Network and ESPN. But so their games they're going to show are Steelers Cowboys 79, which Craig, you know as well as I do. That was the greatest Super Bowl of all time until after that. But up until 79, that was the greatest Super Bowl of all time.
That's the Lynn Swann famous. Yeah.
Oh, right. That was just the what's his name dropping the touchdown and Smith dropping the touchdown in the end zone.
Yes.
That was just a great game.
Yep.
Cowboys should have won, but didn't. Then they're going to show 2015 Patriots Seahawks. Okay, great game. 2009 Steelers Cardinals. Great game. Broncos Packers 1998. Great game. 49ers Bengals 1989. Great game.
Great game.
Jets Colts 1969. Okay. Classic. Historic game.
Yeah.
Bears Patriots 1986. 46-10.
Ah, the fridge.
That's because
what at the time was the biggest blowout in Super Bowl history.
Yeah.
At the time. It was a horrific game after the first 8 minutes.
But
the Patriots had a 3-0 lead.
You could argue that was the greatest defense to ever take the field.
Well, that's
maybe
why. And I'm
that's
sure,
why
I think it is. And I'm sure that's why the show. On the other hand, I don't know. If they're going to do that, I'm surprised that Patriots-Giants isn't on there.
Well, the Patriots also lost that game. So, once again, just as many eyeballs as possible on the screen. That's what we're all rooting for.
No, but I said they could have put one of the Patriots-Giants Super Bowls on there. At least those were exciting.
I believe they were both Fox games, though, and they got to go NBC-owned games.
They got to go with their own games.
You might be right.
I know one of the Patriots-Giants games was Fox.
Patriots-Pats was NBC. Patriots-Pats was NBC. That was Dick Enberg, I believe, called that game. Back in the day.
Now we're late. All right. Yeah. Very good. All right. 239-337 ESPN. Sheeman and Shepard. It really wasn't.
Your fault. Greg, it's not your fault.
Two hours down, two to go on a Monday. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.